A longtime business inside Columbus's iconic North Market is closing. North Market Cookware opened more than 20 years ago and has been selling pots and pans and gadgets ever since. Now the owner, Kay Davenport, says she's retiring and shutting down the shop for good. I'm here with her now in the North Market Cookware shop. This is bittersweet news, I suppose. Why retire and close now?
Well, I'm coming to an age that I really should retire. There's so many things I want to do yet, and I feel great, and I think I want to take advantage of the coming years to do different things.
I understand you tried to find someone to take over the shop, but you could not?
That's true, yes. I have been looking for a buyer, but it was not successful.
The market has changed a lot since you opened up. It's more restaurant-centric now. It's a restaurant incubator in many regards. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a good direction for the North Market to go?
It seems to be, because that's the way the food industry has gone. If you look at grocery stores, there's a lot more of that. But that actually doesn't have anything to do with my closing or not being able to find a buyer. It was more that the North Market has a few unanswered questions right now about its future, and that made it difficult for me to sell it.
Yeah, the North Market is going to be completely transformed in a few years. There's a skyscraper coming here. It'll include high-end apartments and other shopping. What kind of businesses do you think will be here in 10, 20 years?
Businesses that can afford to be in a space like this. I think that all of those changes will make it much more expensive to be here.
What does it cost a business to be here now?
I should just say it's very reasonable.
Very reasonable, but getting more expensive?
Well, I'm just assuming that if all of that construction happens, it'll be much more expensive to be here.
Would you have concerns about pricing a lot of people out?
Yeah, you know, I don't know well enough to be saying that for sure. I just know for myself and for the people that I tried to sell it to, it just looked like the financial picture would not stay the same, and it was too risky of an investment for anybody.
This is sort of a boutique shop. Can you compete? Do you think shops like this can compete with the likes of Amazon and Walmart and other online retailers going forward?
I competed very well with all of them. I really did. I have people come into the store over the years and right off their iPhones, they check the price and say, oh, consistently would say to me, oh, you're priced the same. No, I had no trouble competing.
You weren't pushed out by larger retailers at all?
Not at all, no.
What kind of advice would you offer someone who might be going into your industry, a younger person, someone just now coming into this?
Keep the cost of your real estate low. And then listen to your customers and bring in what they want. This shop is really fine-tuned to the North Market customer. And also to the convention visitors and Columbus visitors. And it's been very successful because I've listened to the customers.
Kay Davenport is the owner of North Market Cookware. After more than 20 years inside the downtown market, she's closing the shop for good later this month. Thanks again for your time and best of luck.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to speak with you.